move to the fourth case this morning. Van Leer Eckert versus Rebecca Van Court. Sorry. It's Doris Wesson versus Walmart Stores. Good morning. Mr. Van Leer Eckert.
May it please the Court, Ms. Van Court, Justices of the Seventh Circuit, my name is Van Leer Eckert. I represent the appellant in this case, Dolores Weston. I'd like to begin by conceding to the Court that we do not believe that this is a natural accumulation case. We believe the issue in this case is one of duty. It's been presented through affidavit that the manager at Walmart has admitted that Walmart placed orange cones near the entryway to their store in Belleville, Illinois. The purpose of those cones was to warn the public of a danger associated with water that had accumulated in the entryway. When Walmart placed those cones, they assumed a duty. They voluntarily assumed a duty to warn the public of the danger. However, our client...
Well, let me just stop you for a minute there. Because if we go with your view of this, you're basically arguing that Walmart had a duty to ensure there was no cracked in water at all in the entranceway at all times, right?
That is not what I'm saying, Your Honor. I'm saying that by placing the orange cones in the entryway, they had a duty to protect the public from the accumulated water that had gathered in the entryway. We understand that water is going to accumulate in winter in southern Illinois as people carry it into the Walmart store.
It'll give you a sense of comfort. It'll accumulate in northern Illinois, too. So
there's plenty of jewel store cases that I've seen, yes.
Well, is there any evidence in the record about exactly how much water there was? Do we know if the tracked in water had turned into a deep puddle or whether it was just a slip spot on the floor?
All I can tell you, Your Honor, is that my client has indicated that she did see the water that had accumulated in the entryway. She did not see any of the orange cones. It was enough water to where Walmart had obviously, it had garnered some concern from Walmart stores because they'd taken the affirmative step of placing these orange cones near the entryway.
Right, but the reason I asked is if it was a deep puddle, you know, that would perhaps be a different situation because that would mean that water had accumulated for some time, presumably, or at a really high rate versus just some water on the ground where it would slick and they just put the orange cones out as a warning. That could make a difference.
It's my understanding, Your Honor, in this case, there were puddles of water on the floor. Over the course of time, people had tracked the water in, it had accumulated, and there were large puddles of water on the store, again, to the point where Walmart had put the orange cones near the entryway to warn people of the danger. The problem, as we see it, is my client, nor anybody else who's testified in this matter, nobody has testified that they had seen these orange cones. Walmart admits that they placed him there through an affidavit that was admitted to the court, but nobody else that's testified has admitted that they saw these cones.
Why does the presence of the cone add or detract from the duty of the Walmart people? If nobody saw the cones, would she have a cause of action if there were no cones there at all? Or is the cone necessary to your cause of action?
Well, I believe if there were no cones there, she might have a cause of action or would have a legitimate cause of action under the natural accumulation rule, that it had accumulated unnaturally.
She didn't file a complaint under that, did she?
That was one of our arguments, and it was also something that we mentioned in the brief.
But casually in passing, but the essential thing, as I understood, was that you were complaining that they put up the cones and that created the cause of the duty.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're arguing.
Well, if nobody saw them, what conceivable difference does it make?
Well, we believe that by putting the cones up there, by taking the affirmative step to put the cones up there...
Yeah, but nobody saw the cones. I mean, they didn't mislead anybody. They didn't lure anybody. They didn't announce that they had now undertaken it to mop the deck or anything. They were there. Nobody saw them.
Well, it's our position that our client did see the water. She admitted that.
Okay.
But had she seen the cones, she would have been presented with the possibility of knowing that there was a dangerous condition present.
You mean she saw the water and didn't realize what the dangerous condition is the water that's present, correct?
That's correct.
And she saw that.
Well, she, as you're familiar with the restatement second of torts,
yeah, I am,
it states that the defendant should expect that invitees to their businesses will not appreciate a danger or will fail to protect themselves against it. And I think by failing to have the cones in such a way that somebody would be able to identify them and see them, they cannot assume that...
So it isn't the presence of the cone you're complaining about, it's the fact that she didn't get to see them that you're complaining about.
That's exactly right. We think that they should have done more. Their duty, when they put
Pause.
I'm sorry.
The complaint is they didn't call her attention to the cones?
Yes.
What would they do? Put up more cones to call her attention to the cones that are there? I mean, how would they do this?
Well, they should have placed the cones, in our belief, they should have placed the cones in such a manner that they would have been readily identifiable by anybody who came into the store. Here, the cones were placed in such a manner that they didn't warn the public of the danger associated with the water. And by putting those cones out there, they had an affirmative duty to warn the public. They failed in that duty. They breached that duty to our client.
That's an interesting concept.
When they did not put those in such a way that they would be identifiable by the public. The store obviously knew of the danger. They had an affirmative duty to do something about the danger, and they did nothing. They let the water accumulate. They let additional people track water into the store. The puddles grew larger and larger until the point where our client suffered an injury as a result of it. Had she known of the danger, she would have chosen to shop someplace else or grab her cart from a different part of the store.
The danger you're talking about is the presence of the water on the floor.
That's correct.
But she saw that.
She did see it, but she didn't appreciate the danger that was associated with the water. That's the whole point of the duty associated with putting the cones out. They failed in their duty when they did not put the cones in such a manner that they'd be identifiable. We believe that Walmart voluntarily assumed an affirmative duty to protect the public. They breached that duty, and as a result, my client suffered injury. We believe that summary judgment was not appropriate, and we'd ask that this case be given back to the Southern District of Illinois. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Van Lerker. Ms. Van Court.
Good morning. Rebecca Van Court for Walmart Stores, Inc. May it please the court. Illinois law has long recognized the natural accumulation rule, and the case law is quite clear. I understand now that he's conceding that it was a natural accumulation, which there was some confusion in the briefs, but having now in front of the court with no questions that under the natural accumulation rule, Walmart is not liable for any injuries that result from a natural accumulation. There's no evidence in the record that the accumulation was anything other than tracked in snow and water brought in by other customers. The plaintiff herself said, it was slushy outside. The cement right before the entrance was wet. She even admitted that she saw the water prior to her fall. Based on the natural accumulation rule, Walmart has no duty to warn of the natural accumulation, has no duty to remove the natural accumulation. Plaintiff's main contention is that Walmart voluntarily assumed a duty of care by placing warning cones at the entrance of the store, and that Walmart was somehow negligent in performing that duty because the plaintiff did not see those cones. However, as demonstrated in the Lohan versus Walmart case and the Robertson versus JCPenney case, there is no duty to continue a voluntary undertaking. In the Lohan case, for example, at the front entrance of the store, Walgreens placed some warning mats down in the front of the store. The plaintiff took a few steps off the mat, slipped and fell. The court affirmed summary judgment in that case and said that just because they put one mat down, that does not create a duty to place an everlasting, continuing number of mats down to protect the plaintiff. In addition to the duty of care imposed on Walmart, the fact that it's limited to the extent of the undertaking, and in this case, which plaintiff is arguing, the undertaking was to warn the plaintiff of the dangerous condition. Well, that fails on two accounts in this case. One, she admitted that she knew the water was there. You don't have to warn someone of a condition of which they're already apprised.
But then didn't she say she only saw the water at the last moment, that she was trying to back up not to get in the water, but she couldn't do it? She was fighting so hard not to do it, but she did.
That's correct, Your Honor. She saw that the parking lot was slushy. She saw the cement right before the entrance was wet. She admitted that the mat, I believe, was had water contained in the mat. And as she stepped off the mat, she saw water. She tried to backpedal to get away from the water that she saw, and that's when she slipped and fell, Your Honor. But I believe that is even irrelevant because, first of all, Walmart has no duty to warn plaintiff of the natural accumulation. Second, they don't have a duty to put an ever-increasing and potentially endless number of cones out until the plaintiff takes note of one of them. The key is whether or not Walmart was negligent in the placement of the cones they did put down. There's nothing in the record to establish that the cones were defective, that the placement of the cones somehow created an unnatural accumulation, that the cones were not maintained properly. There's no evidence in the record to suggest that the cones were placed done so in a negligent fashion.
Just give me a summary of what the natural accumulation rule is under Illinois law.
Sure. The natural accumulation rule states that moisture, which is tracked inside a store from the outside, that because the burden is so high on retail owners to continually mop up, to continually remove any dropping that may come in from shoes, from umbrellas, that the burden is so high on the retailers that the retailers have no burden and have no duty to warn of the condition or to mop up and remove the condition.
Now, in this case, Walmart did warn. And where does that take us once they warn?
They did warn, but based on other Illinois case law, like the Lohan case and the Robertson case, if Walmart voluntarily assumed a duty, they are only liable to the extent of that undertaking. They put a few warning cones out at the front of the store. They're only liable to the extent that they perform that in a non-negligent fashion.
We've been talking about cones. Did these signs say water?
Yes, they're orange triangle cones, and they say caution, wet floor. Your Honors, Walmart had no duty to warn plaintiffs. I'm sorry?
You said that about seven times.
I said, I'm sorry?
You said about seven times Walmart had no duty to warn. You can try it for eight and think it'll get better.
The District Court, Your Honors, properly granted summary judgment because one plaintiff admitted that she slipped and fell in a natural accumulation. Natural accumulation rule is very clear, supported by a lot of Illinois case law, that under natural accumulation, Walmart is shielded from liability as a matter of law. No duty to remove the natural accumulation, no duty to warn of the natural accumulation, even though they know it may create a dangerous condition, and no duty to continue the alleged voluntary undertaking. There's nothing in the record to suggest that Walmart's actions were negligent, and therefore there's no question of material fact, and Walmart respectfully requests this court to affirm summary judgment in its favor, unless there's any other questions for me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just briefly, I'd just like to go back to the fact about assuming a duty and whether or not it was done negligently. Obviously, Walmart felt there was a problem with the entryway to their store. They assumed a duty to put these cones out there. When they do that, they have an obligation to the public to do so in a non-negligent manner. Had they been non-negligent, they would have put the cones someplace where people could have seen them. The fact is nobody, including my client, saw these warning cones. We did not appreciate the danger of the water that was there. My client attempted to try not to fall, but again, she was not appreciative of the fact that this water was as dangerous as it was. It's clear that Walmart acted negligently by not doing more to protect the public than just placing some cones, which were not even noticed by people that were walking in and out of the store. The duty here is to protect the public and to do so non-negligently. Here they did not. They breached that duty. They put cones up where they were not readily identifiable, and as a result, we have an injury here that my client suffered. And again, I would ask this court to send this back down because we believe summary judgment was granted inappropriately. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.